The Warriors are heading to Vancouver for their first preseason game coming up Saturday night against the Toronto Raptors. This is Warriors Training Camp, fueled by Gatorade. I'm Lawrence Scott, and our featured guest today is Warriors guard Ian Clark, who talks about camp and the preseason.
For me, it's just about being comfortable, being able to be in a new role this year, playing with different guys that, you know, I played in with spurts last year, especially in the playoffs. And I want to build off, you know, what I did, being able to knock down shots, you know, be a hassle defensively, and being able to be that spark, you know, off the bench consistently.
How do the coaches make training camp an educational opportunity? What are some of the things that they do here for the players to kind of help not just build your game, but also build a team mentality?
They break everything down. Having a lot of new guys and teaching them the offense, where they're going to be in certain spots, because we got a lot of guys that can play multiple positions. So for them to break it down, you know, step by step, drill by drill, to get guys to understand it, you know, and then kind of put it all together when we play 5-on-5 and things, and when we get to the preseason games.
What's the excitement that builds around just getting in game action?
Being able to have another opportunity to put ourselves in position to win the championship. And I think a lot of guys, including myself, are excited for it. We want to see how we can do with this group, and I feel like we have a talented group, and we can do some big things this year.
How was your off season, and what were some of the things that you were able to do with some of the downtime?
Off season was good. I was here early, but mostly I went home, enjoyed my family. You know, it's been a while since I've been in Memphis for an extended period of time, so being able to see my friends and family back home, kind of relax a little bit before. We had a short off season, so before we got back to things, it was good to be home.
We want to take you back now to Monday's media day to listen in to some of what the guys had to say. Here's Klay Thompson at the podium.
These last 2 years, I've been on the side of both winning and losing. Obviously, in 2015, the ultimate gratification when you win an NBA championship, and then the exact opposite the next year, you know. And I look at the bright side of things, and we can get better from it. And, I mean, I think everybody in this organization was very disappointed. You had to be if you're a competitor, and that's what makes us a special group is – that fire will continue to burn inside us until we win another one. So it will last for a long time. It would bother anybody, obviously, but you know, I've been on both sides of the spectrum now, and I've learned from both years what I can get better at, and so I'm so excited for this year. We obviously have a new group, but it should be the same expectation we had the last 2 years.
Front row left, Mark Stein.
Klay, there's obviously a lot of newness around here, and on the outside, all of us are asking, how long will it take for this team to kind of mesh? Yeah. How long do you think it's going to take to play with instinct and like you guys have in the past?
I don't think it will take very long. It will take some time, obviously. It's our first practice tomorrow together, so it'll be some rust out there, and But I anticipate it won't take that long. You know, that's what the preseason's for. It's exciting. It's crazy to think we have a game and this weekend. It came so fast, but it's wouldn't have it any other way. So I can't put a number on it, number of days or how many games, but we're all unselfish players, and we all love to play. And, you know, our front office does a great job of getting guys who fit, you know, the character of this team and just want to win. So I don't think it'll take that long.
Right side here, front row, Monty Poole.
Monty Poole, CSN Bay Area. Klay, a couple of months ago, you said that you won't be sacrificing anything. People ran with that as if you said, I'm going to take every shot or something like that.
Yeah.
What did you mean when you said you won't be sacrificing anything?
Well, when you acquire the talent we did this offseason, I don't think that's a sacrifice at all. You know, I think that puts us in an amazing position to do things that have never been done here and do it for a long extended period of time. So that's what I meant by that is, you know, I'm not talking about points per game or minutes or shots. You know, I'm really not sacrificing anything, because you don't sacrifice when you acquire a player like Kevin Durant and get vets like David West and Zaza Pachulia. You know, we really got stronger, which is hard to even imagine because we had such a great year last year. So, yeah, that's what I meant by that, though. Mm-hmm.
Left side over here, Scott Cooper.
Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com. How much did you hear the trash talking about 3-1 from fans maybe shouting at you when you were in other arenas this summer or just out in public? And do you want to hold on to that? Is there any part of that that can be motivation?
Oh, it's definitely motivation, you know. You got to learn how to close out a series. I mean, we were, you know, I've been on the exact opposite of both spectrums again, you know, up 3-1 and down 3-1. And I've seen, you know, winning, coming back, and losing it. So you don't hear that much in person, but obviously on social media a lot. And the only way to, you know, silence the doubters and those people who talk trash to go out there and win and, you know, have fun while doing it. So you can't really hold on to the past that much, especially it's a new year. You just got to look forward, and we got such an amazing opportunity in front of us. Can't look until May and June. You just got to look forward to practice tomorrow. So it's a long ways away, but that's where we want to be.
Clay over here on your left. Turkish television, Uyghur Askan. Last season, 73 wins. Is there a discussion of trying to beat that coming in this year? And which team do you like? Are you looking forward to play more in Oklahoma City or Cleveland first? Which one will be more intense?
Well, I mean, great history playing both teams. Obviously, playing the Cavs the last 2 years in the finals, they have a great team. And say OKC, they got one of the better home court advantages in the NBA. I don't see them losing that anytime soon. And it's always fun playing in that building. But I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question? I forgot. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's not our main goal, but if it's there for us at the end of the year, you might as well try and get as many wins as possible. We're trying to win every game we're in, you know. Doesn't matter if it's the preseason or the playoffs, you know. I try to approach every game the same. That's how you build great habits. But we don't put a list or a number on the wall, and that's what we want to get to. We just – obviously you want to go 82-0. It's not really realistic, but I think every team wants to do that. But just, you know, you don't try and say you want to win this many games. You just want to try and win every game, and – you can live with the effort if you do that.
Middle section, third row, Felicia.
Hi, Clay. Felicia Purcell for sportsinthebay.net. And last year, you guys talked a lot about having a target on your back coming off the championship. And this is going to be a two-parter. Do you feel that you guys will have a target on your back now with the addition of Durant? And secondly, Draymond talked about how he has grown as a man. I asked you this question last year as well, but tell me how you've grown as a man this offseason as well.
Well, to the first part of your question, I think it's great if you have a target on your back. It makes you play an edge every night. It doesn't give you any nights off. You know, it's always a marquee game when you go into an opponent's building. And it's a position that not a lot of NBA players get to be in. So we embrace that. And if we didn't have a target on our back, you know, all this media wouldn't be here today. So it's my sixth media day. And to see how much our popularity and just the attention we've gotten, how much it's grown, it's amazing. We don't take it for granted. And the second part of your question, Draymond grows every year. He's one of our best leaders. He's one of the best players in the game. And for me, I think I, you know, grew as a man this offseason, just learning how to deal with adversity, you know. Having that monkey on your back, being a couple minutes away from NBA championship, you got to, you know, that was on my mind a lot. And it makes you stronger. It makes you work that much harder. So I'm going to be even that much hungrier this year. And I think that's how I grew this summer, is just being able to foster those emotions into, you know, positivity as far as working even harder and getting that work in the gym.
Left side, last row.
Hi, Elise Kirshner from NBC Bay Area. Both Draymond and Steph talked about what Colin Kaepernick has been doing in terms of taking a stand and protesting. Do you have any thoughts on that, and do you have any plans on whether or not you will stand for the national anthem?
What Colin's doing, it's amazing because he's backing up what he's representing. You know, he's not just going out there seeking the spotlight or doing it for attention. He's really trying to make a change, and it's very honorable. You know, there's a lot of guys out there who might just do it because a lot of people are doing it, but Colin's actually out there. He's really trying to make a change and use his platform to better our society, and there's a lot of honor in that. And it's a great country, but obviously there's a lot of things that are going on right now that are really disheartening, and Colin's trying to make a change. So it's really inspirational, not only us athletes, but, you know, the younger generation and the older generation as well. And to your second part of your question, after being around the playing with Team USA and being around, you know, the military and seeing how much we mean to them, and when you're standing for your flag, I think that means a lot as well. So I'm all about a peaceful protest. I'm all about affirmative action. But I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I do like enjoy standing for the flag, because I know there's a lot of opportunity in this country, especially basketball's taking me a lot of places around the world, and going to Brazil this summer was really eye-opening, and it was a great experience. And yeah, that's it.
Great. Middle section, third row, Daniel.
Clay. Daniel LaRue, Real GM. Have you noticed the difference physically for when you, let's say, play the whole first quarter and then rest to start the second versus when you get pulled out earlier and then come in the second? And do you have a preference between those two things?
I mean, if you make, you know, 5 or 6 shots in a row, you want to stay in, you want to go till you miss. So there's no preference for me. It's I know I'm going to play a lot, so it's not about playing, you know, the whole fourth quarter. I know Steve likes to use me with that second unit a lot as well. Fresh, you know, start second quarters. So whatever's best for the team, you know. I think I'm in good enough shape to be able to play 40 minutes a night, but we got such a deep, talented team. There's no need for that, and it's such a long season.
Great. Anything else for Clay? One last one right here, third row on the end, left side.
Yoko Miyagi of WoWo Japan. With the summer that that Warriors had, how do you see that the team is changing this season, and how do you see that your role is going to change?
Obviously, we acquired some new players, some great players. That's what makes this season going to be so exciting. You know, there's a lot of anticipation. I don't see my role changing that much, you know. Be aggressive on offense and try and play, you know, stalwart defense on that side of the ball and be a pest. So we got a very unselfish team, and, you know, no one's going out there to seek their own individual no one's going out there to get their own. You know, we're all going to do this together, and that's what it takes to get another trophy.
And Kevin Durant spoke to the gathered media on Monday. Here's some of what he had to say.
It's new and fresh, and looking forward to it, man. I just got super excited as I was walking in here, and just to play here and play for this great organization and play with these great players. I'm excited.
Money Pool CSN Bay Area. Kevin, how familiar, first of all, welcome to the Bay Area.
Thank you.
Officially. And how familiar are you with the area, and how much of that, I think you've touched on this before, how much of that was a part of your reason for coming here beyond basketball?
I don't know much about the area, but I think that's one of the cool things about it, just being able to explore, you know, all parts of the Bay Area. And I wouldn't say it played a huge part in why I came here. I think more so the people, the players and the organization is the reason why I chose to come.
Second row, Al.
Kevin, right here in the middle. Al Sarasovic, San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome.
Thank you.
The scope of today's media day, I mean, what's your impressions of that? How does this compare to media day in Oklahoma City? And what does this tell you about what you've gotten yourself into here?
It's been just about the same, to be honest. Doing the same things and same coverage. So, yeah, like I said, I'm excited to be here, excited to move forward and go out here and be the best basketball player I can be.
Second row, right side.
Michael Robertson, African-American Athlete Network. So, Kevin, it's a two-parter. Back in 2010, when LeBron did this move, You know, there's some backlash towards him, and you had a little bit this summer. Do you regret some of the comments you made, kind of pointed towards him, now that you've gone through it? And then the second part would be, planning the Olympics is basically you had to win it all. So do you think that prepares you for playing for the Warriors this year?
For the first part of your question, that was 6 years ago. Everybody changes in 6 years. You know, it's just part of growth. Opinions change, experiences change. I don't regret what I said. I'm not going to change what I said. But I am here now, and it is, it was a long time ago. But for the most part, in Olympics, you know, the pressure is on you to win it. But when you're around good people, when you're around a group of guys that don't really worry about the outside noise, it makes everything easier.
Second row, middle.
Yeah, Kevin, Jason Applebaum, KTVU, Fox 2 here in Oakland. How much did the Warriors sales pitch to you go into your decision making? And if they had won the title, because I know that one of their things was, we need you to win the title. Had they won the title, do you think you'd be here?
They didn't, so I don't even want to talk about it. But the sales pitch was great. I mean, I wouldn't even call it a sales pitch. It was, they came in and they were real and they were open and honest about who they were. And it drew me towards them, and, you know, here I am.
Middle section, second row.
Kevin, John Branchman, New York Times, here in the middle. Similar question off that. Those sales pitches that all these teams come in and do for a guy like you, truly, how important are they? I mean, don't you already kind of have a sense of what these teams are all about and how badly they want you and how much money they're willing to give you? I mean, does it really matter that they come to your door, basically?
Yeah, it matters. You know, you want to see these people up close. You want to know what they're about. I'm at the point in my life now, I can meet someone and I can kind of figure out, what they're about and what they stand for just from talking to them and sitting down and talking with Bob and, the rest of the guys. For a couple of hours, it showed me all I need to know.
Second row, right side, Ethan.
Ethan Strauss, ESPN. I'm wondering, how big a move was this for Nike, and does this really help them that you're in a big market like the Bay Area?
I was just at Nike the other day. They didn't matter where I play. They didn't care where I play basketball. They support me. We have a great partnership. So, I didn't let them know what I was doing until I did it. They weren't in any meetings. They just supported me no matter what.
Third row, right-hand side.
Yusef Beg, Napa Valley Register. Did the reaction you got after you made the decision this summer, do you have kind of a chip on your shoulder, a little more, emotion behind the way you're going to approach this season?
I always play with emotion. I always play with passion. But my thing is just playing for myself. I don't want to go out there and play upset at everybody else. That takes me out of who I am. So I'm just going to play my game, enjoy the game of basketball like I've always been enjoying it, and everything else will work itself out.
Far left side, standing up against the wall.
Over here, Kevin. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. It can be difficult for anyone coming into a new work environment, working with different people. Did playing and hanging out with Clay and Draymond in Brazil ease your way into this at all, and did you learn anything about them as teammates?
Yeah, you learn little small things, but it's USA environment is totally different from being in the NBA environment. But I'm looking forward to learning more and more about all of my teammates and seeing where I can help and be the one of the guys that they can lean on. So it's all about leaving my imprint on the team, and I think I've learned different ways to approach that and to do that. But being around Clay and Draymond for that month and a half or so was pretty cool. It made coming in here today pretty easy.
Our coverage picks back up in Vancouver as the Warriors face the Toronto Raptors on Saturday night. This is Warriors Training Camp, fueled by Gatorade.